From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting some 30,000 Iraqi Kurdish Peshmerga and Sunni tribal fighters are engaged in a long-anticipated assault to retake the northern Iraqi city of Mosul, the country's second largest, following a two-year occupation by Islamic State. The air and ground assault was launched early Monday from multiple directions against an estimated IS force of between 4 and 8,000. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook said initial reports are positive.
Early indications are that Iraqi forces have met their objectives so far, and they are ahead of schedule for this first day. This is going according to the Iraqi plan, but again, it's early, and the enemy gets a vote here.
The commander of the U.S.-led coalition backing the offensive, Lieutenant General Stephen Townsend, warned it could take weeks or longer to capture the city. The U.N. resident and humanitarian coordinator for Iraq, Lisa Grand, expressed alarm over the fate of the civilian population in Mosul.
Our concern is that civilians are at extreme risk from crossfire, from possible artillery barrage. We understand that ISIL has booby-trapped large parts of the city. We understand that there's extensive contamination by explosive hazards. We're very worried about snipers.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called the battle for Mosul the decisive moment of the campaign to deliver the IS group a lasting defeat. The Constitutional Court in Democratic Republic of Congo Monday approved a petition by the country's Electoral Commission to delay a presidential election that was set for next month to April. President Joseph Kabila was expected to step down in December when his two-term mandate expires. The court acted on a request by a national dialogue that involved the ruling coalition and members of the opposition. Most opposition parties boycotted the talks and have called for a general strike on Wednesday. This is VOA News.